And the pasuk continues, Vayihi bayomim hohem, and it was in those days, Vayigdal Moshe. In pasuk Yud, it already said Vayigdal Hayeled, which means that Moshe grew up physically. Now it says Vayigdal Moshe, and Moshe was appointed. He became great. He was appointed as an officer in Pari's house. Vayetze el Echov, and he went out to his brothers. Vayar, and he saw Bisiv Loisam. In their burdens, he put his eyes and heart to be distressed over their burdens. Vayar ish mitzri, and he saw an ish mitzri, make hitting ish ivri, and ish ivri may echov from his brothers. The way it worked in Mitzrayim was there was an overseer, a noiges, that was a mitzri, who was appointed over shaitrim. Shaitrim were Jewish people that had to enforce that the other Jews did their work. Vayar ish mitzri, by the fact that it calls the mitzri an ish mitzri, tells us that this was not a regular mitzri. It was a noiges, an overseer, and he was hitting an ish ivri, not a typical Jew, but rather the shoiter. The noiges was hitting the shoiter. There was a woman in Klal Yisrael whose name was Shloimis Bas Divri. As Rashi says in Parshas Emor, her name was Shloimis because she used to say Shalom Alecha to everyone she met. This caused this Neiges, this Mitzri, to cast his eyes on her. He went to her in the middle of the night and he woke up her husband to go to work. And during that time, he was Mizana with her. When the Shoiter woke up in the morning and realized what had happened, and he came to the field, the Neiges, who realized that the Shoiter knew what was going on, was hitting the Shoiter a whole day. And that was what Moshe saw. Vayifen koi v'choi, and he looked both ways. Moshe looked both ways, vayar, and he saw ki ein ish, that there was nobody around who was watching. Vayaches ha-mitzri, and he hit the mitzri, vayitmeneu b'choil, and he hit him in the sand. That is one pshat in Rashi. Another pshat in Rashi is Vayifen koi v'choi. He looked both ways means he saw what happened in the house, that the mitzri was mezana with Shloimis Bas Divri. And he saw what happened in the field, that the mitzri was hitting the ivri. Vayar ki ein ish, and he saw that there will be no person coming out of this mitzri, descending from this mitzri, that will be megayer. And therefore he hit the mitzri and he hid him in the sand. And the sand helped Moshe hide the mitzri, and therefore we'll see in next week's parsha that Moshe was not able to hit the sand by the maka of Tzvardeya and Kinim because the sand helped him. Vayetze bayom hasheni, and Moshe went out on the second day. Vihine, and suddenly there was shnei anoshim ivrim, two Jewish men, nitzim, fighting. Rashi says whenever it says nitzim, it means dosan vavirim. So there was two ivrim fighting. Vayemela rosha, loma sakar yechov. One picked up his hand to hit the other one, and the Torah calls him a Rasha. And Moshe said to the Rasha, why do you want to hit your friend? And he said, who made you into a man? You're only a nar, you're only a young child. Sar v'shefet olenu, to be a ruler and judge over us. Halahorgeni ata oimer, do you want to kill me? With the shame hamafarish, like you killed the mitzri, because we see from here that he killed him with the shame hamafarish. Hal hargeni ataimer kasher haraktes hamitzri. Do you want to kill me with the shame hamafarish like you killed the mitzri? Vayira Moshe, and Moshe was afraid. Vayomer, and he said, Ochain noida hadover. Behold, the thing is known. Moshe was afraid now that these two people, who he admonished for fighting, would go now and tell Paroi that he killed the mitzri. A second shot that Rashi learns in Vayira Moshe. Moshe was afraid that when he saw that there were informers in Klal Yisrael, people who spoke Lashon Hara, he was afraid that the Yidden would not be able to be redeemed. Lashon Hara alone, that one Avera, is enough to stop Klal Yisrael from being redeemed from its Mitzrayim. Vayomer, and he said, Ochi noida hadavar, now I understand why the Yidden were subjugated to the Avodas Porach in Mitzrayim, even though maybe they could have had regular work in Mitzrayim from the Gezera of the Bris Ben Absarim, Ger Yiyah Zaracha, Arba Me'eshonah, Va'avodum Va'inu Oysam, but Avodas Porach was not in the Gezerah. Why did they have the Avodas Parach? So Moshe says, now I understand. If they have people who speak Lashon Hara, they deserve to have Avodas Parach. Vayishma Paroi, and Paroi heard his Hadavar Hazeh. Paroi heard this thing, which means that they snitched to him. Vayivakish Laharagis Moshe, and he seeked to kill Moshe. But a nace happened, and the executioner was not able to kill Moshe because Moshe's neck became like marble, and the sword did not penetrate. Vayivrach Moshe mipnei Paroi, and Moshe escaped from Paroi. Vayeshev eretz Midyan, and he settled in the land of Midyan, which was east of Mitzrayim, east of the Midbar. Vayeshev al ha-be'er, and he settled by the be'er. Rashi explains that he learned from Yaakov, who met his mate at the water. Here also, Moshe settled by the be'er, where he was to meet his future wife. Ulechayim Midyan sheva bonos. And the leader of Midyan, which was Yisrael, had 7 daughters. Batavaino, and they came, Batidlena, and they drew, Batmaleno es harahotim, and they filled up the troughs, which were holes in the ground that were used to store water to feed the sheep, to give the sheep to drink. Batmaleno es harahotim, they filled up the harahotim. Lahashko es soinavihem, to give to drink the sheep of their father. Now, since Yisrael separated himself from Avodah Zarah, the people in Midyan put him in the Cherem. Therefore, Vayavoyu Haroyim, and the shepherds came, Vayagarshim, and they chased away the daughters of Yisrael, because of the Cherem that was placed on Yisrael. Vayokom Moshe, and Moshe got up, Vayoshi on, and he helped them out, he saved them. Vayashk Estoinom, and he gave their sheep to drink. Vatovon El Ruel Aviem, and they came to Ruel, their father. Yisroi had many names. One of his names was Reuel, and they came to Reuel, their father. According to other Pshatim, Reuel was the father of Yisroi, and it means they came to their grandfather. Vayoymer, and he said, Madua miharten boy hayoim. Why did you come so quickly today? Vatoymarno, and they said, Ish Mitzri hitilonu miyah haroim. An Egyptian man saved us from the shepherds. Obviously, Moshe, who grew up in the house of Paroi, looked like an Egyptian. Vegam doloi dolalonu. He also drew the water from us, but drew the water for us. Vayashk es hatzoin, and he gave our sheep to drink. Vayomer el benoisav, and he said to his daughters, Va'ayoi, where is this man? Lomaze azavten es ha'ish. Why did you leave this man? Yisrael heard that the water rose to Moshe when he gave the sheep to drink. That was a simon that he was from Yaakov Avinu's family. Kiren oloi, call him, call Moshe, v'yoichal lochem, and he will eat bread. Which means he will marry one of you. Vayoyel Moshe lo sheves eso ish. Rashi brings down 2 pshatim in what the word vayoyel means. Either Moshe wanted to live with the man, to live with Yisrael, or it comes from a lashon of shavua. Vayoyel Moshe, and Moshe swore lo sheves eso ish, to live with Yisrael and not to leave Midyan, only with Yisrael's permission. Vayiten es sipar rabito le Moshe. And he gave Tzipora, his daughter, to Moshe. And the Medrash says, and this is also brought down in Targum Yonasim ben Uziel on this pasuk, that when Moshe explained to Yisrael that he was running away from Paroi because Paroi wanted to execute him, Yisrael grew very afraid that Paroi might punish Yisrael for inviting Moshe into his home. So Yisrael threw Moshe deep into a pit that was next to his house and kept him there a prisoner for 10 years. Every day, Tzipora, one of Yisrael's daughters, brought Moshe food, and that was how Moshe stayed alive all those years. Yisrael finally freed Moshe after 10 years. We know that there was a famous stick, a mateh, that was created when Hashem created the world. And this mateh was passed on from Adam down to Noach, and down many generations, all the way to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Yaakov gave it to Yosef. Yosef brought this stick to Mitzrayim, and it made its way to Paroi's house. Yisrael, who was an advisor for Paroi at that time, realized how important this stick was. And when Yosef died, Yisrael took the stick, stuck it in the ground in the garden behind his house. But once the stick was placed there, no one, no matter how strong, was able to take it out of the ground. Yisrael said, if any man will be able to pull this stick out of the ground, I will give him one of my daughters for a wife. But nobody was able to pull it out, until Moshe came out of the jail and he pulled it out. He kept it and later took this stick before Paroi to perform the Nisim in Mitzrayim. And that is why Yisroel gave Zipporah to Moshe as a wife. Vatelet Bain, and Zipporah gave birth to a son, Vayikra Eshemai Gershoim. And Moshe called his name Gershoim, Ki Omar, because Moshe said, Ger Hoyisi Be'eretz Nachriya, I was a stranger in a strange land. It is interesting to note that the pasuk does not say Vatahar, and she became pregnant, just Vatelet. As we find in Parshas Vayetze, when Zilpah had a baby in Perik Lamed Pasuk Yud, over there also it just says Vatelet Zilpah. Over there Rashi explains that since Zilpah was very young, her pregnancy was not noticeable on her, and therefore it does not say Vatar. The Medrash Lekach Toiv says the same teretz on this pasuk also, that Zipporah was very young, and that's why it doesn't say Vatar. It is also interesting to note that even though Moshe had two sons, Gershom and Eliezer, like we will see later in the parsha, the Torah does not mention the birth of Eliezer. Vayehi bayomim horabim hohem, and it was in those many days. And Rashi explains the connection of the psukim. It was in those days when Moshe was in Midian, and the Yidden were having problems and sorrows in Mitzrayim. And in Perigim, Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk says that Moshe was a shepherd and was grazing Yisroel's sheep. And he came out to the Midbar, where there he saw the burning bush, the snap. And Hashem told him, a nevuah, that you will take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. So it was in those days where the Yidden had problems, but the Geula was very close. Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim, and the king of Mitzrayim died. Rashi says it does not mean he died, but it just means that he got tzaras. Vayonchu v'nei Yisrael, and the Jews groaned min ha'avoidah, from the avoidah. Vayizaku, and they screamed. It's interesting that the pasuk says that they groaned from the avoidah, even though Rashi says that Paroi was bathing in blood of Jewish children in order to heal his tzaras. The pasuk does not say that they groaned from Paroi's refuah, from Paroi, what he was trying to do to heal himself by bathing in Jewish children's blood, but rather min ha'avoda. Most of the mefarshim explained because they were afraid to say and complain that they did not like the way Paroi was healing himself. Therefore, they only groaned min ha'avoda, vayizaku, and they screamed, v'tal shavosom el holoikim min ha'avoda, and their screams went up to Hashem min ha'avoda, from the work. Vayishma elikim es na'akosom, and Hashem heard their screams. And he remembered his covenant, his bris with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What's also interesting here is the fact that there are many different lashonos of screaming that the pasuk says in pasuk Chaf Gimel and Chaf Dalet. Vayayonchu, vayizaku, shavosom, and naakosom. Vayara lekim es bnei Yisrael, and Hashem saw the bnei Yisrael. Vayeda elikim, and Hashem knew. Rashi says, what does he mean by he knew? He put his heart. And his eyes on them to save them. Let's go back now to the Rashi's Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayigdal Moshe, and Moshe grew up. Vayloi kvar ksiv vayigdal hayelet. The Pasuk had already said in Pasuk Yud, vayigdal hayelet, and Moshe grew up. Why does it repeat it? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar. Harishon lekoima. The first one was that he physically grew up in stature. Vasheni legedula. And the second one was that he became an officer in Pari's house. Sheminehu Pari al Beisai. Pari appointed him over his house. Vayar b'sivloisam, he saw in their burdens. Nosan eino v'liboy, he put his eyes and his heart, liyos meitzar aleihem, to be distressed over their work. And Moshe saw an ish mitzri hitting the ish ivri. Ish mitzri noiges haya, he was the overseer. Memuna, who was appointed al shoitre Yisrael, over the taskmasters of the Yidden, v'hiyamamidom mikrois hagever l'malachtam, and he would wake them up at the time the rooster crows l'malachtam, for their work. The noiges used to be over the shoiter, and the shoiter was a Jewish person. Maka ishivri, he was hitting the ishivri, malkeu v'roideu, hitting him and intimidating him. Ubalo shel shlemis bas divri haya, this man that was getting hit was the husband of shlemis bas divri. V'nosan einav bo, and the mitzri cast his eyes on her. Uvalaila, and one night Hemidoi, he woke up the Ivri Shlemis Bas Divri's husband, Vehoitziyoi mi Beisai, and took him out of his house. Vuchozar, and the Mitzri went in, Vinichnas Labais. He went into the house, Ubaal Ishtoi, and was Mizana with his wife, with Shlemis Bas Divri. Kisvura, she thought, Shehubalo, that this man is her husband. Vuchozar Hoish Labesai, and when the man returned to his house, Vihirgish Bedavar, and he noticed what happened. When the Mitzri saw the next morning that this man knew and understood what happened, he would hit him and intimidate him a whole day. And that's what Moshe saw. And he looked both ways. So Rashi explains in the Drush Pshat, he saw what happened in the house, that this Mitzri was Mizaneh with this person's wife, and what happened in the field, that he was hitting him. Well, if you the simple meaning was he looked both ways and he did not see any people around. And he saw there was no man. The simple meaning is he saw there was nobody there. But according to the other pshat means she'ein ish osid lotzeis mimenu she'isgaya. He saw that there would be no person that will descend from this Mitzri that will be Megaya. What's a little schwer in this Rashi is, why did Moshe need so many reasons to kill the Mitzri? He saw what happened in the field. He saw what happened in the house. And there will be no person that will descend from this Mitzri that will be Jewish. Why wasn't each one alone a reason to kill the Mitzri? And the Mefarshim explain, because what happened in the house, there were no Edom. Nobody saw it. Moshe knew it through Ruach HaKodesh. And he was then the only aid. The ain aid nasa dayan. An aid cannot be a judge. So therefore, really, halachically, there was no heter to kill the Mitzri for that. Then he saw what happened in the field. And even though somebody who is a roidev, who is going to kill somebody else, any person has the right to kill the roidev. But over here, maybe one could have said that if he would have just injured the Mitzri, that would have been enough to save the Mitzri. So maybe he didn't have to kill him. It was only when we put all these reasons together, what happened in the field, what happened in the house, and there will be no Jewish descendant, that's when Moshe felt that this Mitzri was Mechuyev Misa. And Rashi continues, he went out on the second day and he saw Shnei Anoshim Ivrim, two Jewish men, fighting. Dasan Vavirim Hoyo. There was Dasan Vavirim Hem. Shaisiru Min Amon. These were the ones that left over from the Mun. When Hashem gave a commandment that nobody should leave over to the next day, they left over to the Mun till the next day, and it became wormy. These were the same people. Nitzim Merivim. Nitzim means they were fighting. And one picked up his hand to the other one, and he said, Lomos, and Moshe said, Lomos Saka. Even though he did not actually hit him, Nikra Rasha Baharamas Yad. The Torah calls him a Rasha just by lifting his hand. Moshe said to the Rasha, why does the Torah call him Rasha? Because the fact that he picked up his hand was enough to call him a Rasha. Reyecha, your friend, Rasha Kamaischa. Reyecha, a friend, usually means that they are similar to each other. So therefore Rashi says, Reyecha, Rasha Kamaischa. Why do you want to hit your friend who is a Rasha just like you? And they answered him, Misam Chala Ish, who made you into a man? Bahare Oitcha Nar, you're only just a Nar. Hala Hargeni Ata Omer, do you want to kill me with the name? Mikan Anu Loimdim. Shaharugu B'Shem HaMafarish. From here we learn that Moshe killed the Mitzri with the Shem HaMafarish because he says, Hala Hargeni Ata Omer, do you want to kill me with words just by saying it? And the Pasuk says, Vayira Moshe Kipshutai. The simple meaning is, Vayira Moshe, he was afraid that they would snitch. Umidrashay, what was he afraid of? Do'agloy, he was afraid. Al Shavar B'Yisrael, he saw amongst Klal Yisrael, Rishoim, people who were wicked, Daltarim, who were informers. Omar, he said, Me'ato, Shema Einam Ru'uyim Ligoyim, maybe now they're not fit to be redeemed. The Avera of Lashon Hara was the key Avera that he thought would be Ma'akev, the Geula. Ochei noy da'adavar, kimashmoy. Behold, it is known, like the simple meaning. That goes together with Rashi before Kipshutai. That means Vayira Moshe, Vayomer Ochinir Da Hadavar. He was afraid that they would snitch to Pari. Umidrashai, Noidali Hadavar Shayisi Tama Alav. Now it is known to me the thing that I used to wonder about. Ma Chotu Yisrael. What did the Yidden do wrong? We call Ayan Umois from all 70 nations, Lios Nirdim, Bavoidas Parach, to be subjugated to such hard Avoidas Parach. Now I see that it is roya, it is fit for them to have such hard work because they have informers amongst them. And even though by the Bris Bein Abisarim it was already nigzar, there was a decree that they would work, but the gzera was not avodas parach. Avodas parach, Moshe thought, was because of the daltarim, the informers. And what happened was, Vayishma Paroi, and Paroi heard. How did Paroi hear? Heim Hilshinu Alov. Dasan Vaviram snitched and informed Pari about it. Vayavakish Largus Moshe, and Pari wanted to kill Moshe. Masroi, he gave him over Lekais Tinor to the executioner, Lahargoi, to kill him. Velo Sholto by Acherev, and the sword did not penetrate Moshe's neck, which became like marble. Husha Omar Moshe, that is what Moshe said further on, Vayatzileni Mecherev Pari. In Parshas Beshalach, he said, and Hashem saved me from the sword of Pari, referring to this incident where he was saved from the sword of Pari, where the sword did not penetrate his neck. Vayeshev Beretz Midjon doesn't mean he sat in the land of Midjon, but rather he settled. Nisakiv Shom. He settled there. Kamoi Vayeshev Yaakov. Just like it says Vayeshev Yaakov, he also settled there. Vayeshev Alaber. Why did he go to the well? Limeid Lomad Me Yaakov Shin is David like Zivuga Alaber. He learned from Yaakov that met his mate by the well. So too, Moshe went there to meet his future wife at the Be'er. And Kohen Midjon had 7 daughters. What does Kohen Midjon mean? Rav Shebehen. He was the leader of them, Yisroi. Upirish Loi Me'avodah Zarah, and he separated himself from Avodah Zarah. V'nidohu Me'etzlom. And they put him in Cherub. And that's why they chased away his daughters. As Harahotim, as Brechois pools, Merutzois Hamayim, pools of running water, Ha'asuyois Ba'oretz, that were made in the ground. And the shepherds came by Yegarshum, and they chased the daughters of Yisrael away, Mipnei Hanidoi, because of the ban, because of the Cherub. And Moshe helped them out, and they came back to Reuel Aviyim, and he asked, how did you come so quickly? He said, an Ish Mitzri saved us. So Yisrael said, Lamazal Zaftem, Esau Ish, why did you leave the man? Hikir Boish, whom is Zarei Shel Yaakov, he recognized in him that he was from the children of Yaakov. Why? Shehamayim Oilam Likrosa, since the water went up to him, rose toward him, that was a midah, that was something that only happened by the children of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Call him V'yoichal Lechem, call him and he will eat bread. What does that mean? Shema Yisa Achas Mikem, maybe he'll marry one of you. Like it says in the Pasuk, Ki'im Alechem Asher Hu Oichel, that Yosef controlled the whole house of Pari, of Potiphar, except for the Lechem Ashu Oichel, except for his wife. Vayoyel Moshe Loshevet Zayish, Vayoyel Kitagumoy. Vayoyel means, like Targum says, Utsavi, which means he wanted. Domeloy, Hoyel no, want now, Volin, and sleep over. Velu Hoyalnu, Halavai, we would have wanted. Hoyalti Ladaber, I wanted to speak. Umidrashoy Loshen Olo. The Medrash says it means a Shvuah. Nishbaloy, Moshe swore to Yisroi, Shlo Yozes mi Midjon, he will not leave Midjon, ki im birushusai, only with his permission. Question arises, why did Yisroi specifically want Moshe to swear to him not to leave Midjon unless he gave him permission? On that, the Medrash Rabba says, because Yisroi was afraid that since Moshe's great-great-grandfather, Yaakov, escaped with his whole family from Lavan, Yaakov's father-in-law, Yisroi was also afraid that Moshe might do the same thing, and therefore he made him swear that he would not be like his grandfather Yaakov. Another pshat, Rashi says in the Dorim Daf Samachay, that Yisroi was afraid that since Moshe had his nation was in Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim was a dangerous place, he was afraid that Moshe would go back and risk his life to go back to Mitzrayim. Therefore he made him swear that he would not go back to Mitzrayim until Yisroi gave him permission. And Rashi continues, Vayihi bayomim horabim hohem, Shoya Moshe gar b'Midjon, that Moshe was living in Midjon, far away from Mitzrayim. Vayom as melech Mitzrayim, and the king of Mitzrayim got saras. V'hutzruchu Yisroel etshua, and the Yidden needed a salvation. U'Moshe hayoroya, and Moshe was a shepherd, like it says in Perikim u'Pasuk Aleph. U'bo teshua al yodoy, and the salvation came through him. That is the connection between these parshias. Moshe was a Midjan. The Yidden had problems, and Hashem caused Moshe to have a revelation by the Sneh. Vayomus Melech Mitzrayim, and the king of Mitzrayim died. Does not mean he died. Nitzdareya, he got saras. He would slaughter Jewish children, and wash and bathe in their blood. Na'akosam, the word Hashem heard their screams, ta'akosam. Echein, Meir, from the city, Mesim, people, Yenoku, scream. And he remembered his bris, Es Avrom, Es Yitzchak, Es Yaakov, means Im Avrom. And Hashem saw, Vayeda Elikim, and he knew. What did he know? Nosan, Elehem, Lev, he put on them his heart, Velehelem, Enov, and he did not close his eyes. A person can see, but he doesn't really pay attention to it. Hashem put his eyes and heart on them.